This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Oh, today's show on Kingdom Pursuits, actually a dream come true for me. It has been our dream, actually Stu's and my dream for years, that this show in whatever way would help inspire people that get a passion to go ahead and, you know, follow God's leadership to go ahead and do something and bless the world. And so how cool, we have in front of us somebody that actually did that, and they got a call, and they were a listener to Kingdom Pursuits. And so I felt like in some small way we had contributed, but she called in a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Her name is Janice Shung, that she felt called to write this children's book. And I just found out a minute ago that actually her degree is in illustration. And like, when, if you see this book, I'm going to tell you, like, it is phenomenally beautifully illustrated. And it is such a sweet story. It's called Sunshine and Butterflies. Welcome, Janice Young.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so excited.
Really? So you've listened for a long time?
Yeah, I have. Sometimes kind of off and on, but usually when I keep my radio on all the time, I'm always catching your show.
And so she had called in to answer what was, I'm sure, an absolutely hilarious riddle.
Yes, I'm sure.
And so we got some more of that coming up in just a minute. But next up, we have Amadon Paul Shaw, and he's with Clearwater Church, which is in the Raleigh area. And for our WDRU listeners out there that are in the Raleigh area, his show comes on Sunday mornings at 8:30, Clearwater Church. Welcome, Abadam.
Oh, thank you so much, Robbie. It's a joy to be here. And I'm really honored that I could be here. I've heard about you, the Christian car guy. So it's a joy to be here today.
Well, Pastor, I'm absolutely blessed with a chance to talk to another host of your show there Sunday mornings. And you know, I saw at your website, like, he has a really cool website, Beth Ann. And
thank you.
You know, just really clear. So I'm really excited to hear your story. You're from India, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I grew up in India for the first 17 years of my life, and then came to the United States in 1991 to go to college. And so I've been here for a long time.
Well, actually, if you go to kingdompursuits.com, not only will you be able to order the book Sunshine and Butterflies right there from Amazon, I've got it all linked up so you can do that, but also you can see Pastor Shaw's picture as he graduated with, aww, what looks like his wife. And is it your daughter?
That's right.
How yes, cool sir. Is that? Clearwater Church, is that in, what city is it in?
So it's Clearview Church.
Clearview.
That's right. It's in Henderson, North Carolina, which is about maybe 30 minutes north of Wake Forest, if that. So right off US 1.
Henderson, yeah. That is really cool. So it's Clearview. So, as usual, Beth Ann, you know, I might be more clear on my script.
No, Crystal.
Most people do call it Clearwater, so
we thought it was exactly in Florida, but it's in Henderson.
But it feels like Florida.
So, moving on to, you know this was coming, that speaking of sun, because we got sunshine and butterflies, so how fun is this? So, speaking of sun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beth Ann, I laid awake all night wondering where the sun had gone.
Oh.
But then it dawned on me.
Then it dawned on him. The morning.
And after that experience, if Google Maps asked me to rate the sun, I don't know about you, but I'm just giving it one star. That's all it is.
Help.
All right. And you may know this, Bethian, or Janice. The sun doesn't have to go to college. You know why?
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 It has 28 million degrees. I'm just telling you.
It doesn't need one more.
And I heard this story that two pigs were sitting on the sun. That was difficult, but one said to the other, "I'm getting pretty hot." You know what the other said?
It has something to do with bacon.
You're right. Yeah, I'm bacon. And for those of us who struggle with our weight a bit,
yeah.
The difference between sun and bun.
Sun and bun.
All right. The sun rises in the east and sets in the west. But the bun, it rises in yeast and sets in the waist.
That's a good one, Robbie.
I'm not going as far as I usually do, so I'm going right to the riddle.
Are you?
So while I'm on a roll, you know, before people quit laughing. All right. On a roll, bun, it'll all come to you eventually. All right. So, which character in the Bible had a housewarming with God's smoking furnace? It was actually after the sun went down. That's how it relates to the sun. So which character in the Bible had a housewarming with God's smoking furnace after the sun went down? You could say it gave him peace. Hey, you got to think of all the different things that you could use the word peace. You know what I'm saying? But if they can guess this riddle about the smoking furnace, there's not a whole lot of them in the Bible. So I'm guessing you might figure this one out. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And if they guess that, Beth Ann, tell them what they'll win.
They win a bun, they win a little bacon, but most of all, they win a copy of Janice L. Young's book. It's beautiful. Sunshine and Butterflies.
Yes, it is. Sunshine and Butterflies for you. All you have to do is call 866. And believe me, this will make such a gift for your granddaughter, your grandson, for your son. I mean, this, I've seen some children's books. I've interviewed a lot of folks on it. But really, somebody local, and it's just unbelievable. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Apparently, you know, based on what I read, you were raised Muslim.
Well, actually, my dad was raised Muslim, and he came to know Christ at a very young age, and that was so he has that testimony. I grew up in a Christian home. To us, he was just dad, but I heard his testimony growing up, and the older I get, I realize what all he endured, because he went through persecution. He was kicked out of his family, kicked out of his home. And so every day I have more appreciation for my dad than I did before.
Wow. I don't know how I missed that, but it was easy. But I'm so glad to get that. So it's really cool. You're a second generation then.
I am. That's right. I'm the second generation Christian, and, dad is the first generation. He's still pastoring in India. He is 84. And he is pastoring his first and only church. So now he's coming up to about 57 or so age or years in ministry at that church.
And so
and it's just amazing.
Is that church where he was originally, where his family was?
No, sir. He grew up in the south of India in a wealthy family, a Muslim family. They were not as fundamentalist, but when my dad shared with his father that he was saved and that Christ had changed his life, his father gave him the ultimatum to leave his home that night, and that he was a gracious man, and because of that, he will let him leave alive. And so before the night was over, my dad left his home. And of course, through the years, he visited back, and they sort of reconcile the fact that my dad would no longer become a Muslim again, but it was never the same.
Wow, well, you can see we are loaded as always on Kingdom Pursuits. When we come back, we have more from Janice Young, her book, Sunshine and Butterflies. Wait till you hear the story. It's amazing. More from Pastor Shaw, the Clearview Church, which you can hear Sundays, 8:30 on WDRU The Truth. Stay tuned. So much more coming at you. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we're so blessed to have with us Pastor Abadam Paul Shaw with the Clearview Church, which is in Henderson, but also it's on Sundays. I know you guys are excited to hear him. Sunday mornings at 8:30 on WDRU out in Raleigh. And then we have Janice Young, who is the author of the brand new children's book. And when I did not know that she had illustrated it, and I was like, man, where did you find this illustrator? And she goes like, I did. I was like, what? You know, because usually when I interview children's book authors, they found some outstanding illustrator. But in Janice's case, because I knew how good the storyline was in this book, like I was dying to know what happens to Sunshine, you know, and with all that's going on in the story. So I was like, there's no way that, you know, you had to have somebody else did. But no, she did the illustration because that was what she was trained to do. But Janice, tell me, how did you sense God leading you to this project?
Well, pretty much basically, it came about in 2014. And what had happened was from like 2010 to 2014, I fell off the Christian wagon for a period of time, and I was just kind of out there doing my own thing. And
I see you were sunshine, and you were chasing butterflies. That's what you tell me.
Yes, exactly. 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 So it was about 2014, and during that time, as it got even closer to the 2014, I mean, the Holy Spirit was just, I mean, he was just frustrating me about the situation that I was in. And he knows exactly how to get your attention. And he got my attention.
Praise God, you know.
Yes, I'm telling you. And when he chastened you, you know it. And the most beautiful thing that happened was, even all the time that I've been a Christian, I always knew God loved me, but it was in my head. I could never get it in my heart. And after the Lord had chastened me, it was like I had this vision that I was up on this cliff as a lamb, and Jesus was down at the bottom. And I fell down from the cliff, and I fell right into Jesus's arms. And at that same moment, the love that God has for me, it came straight from my head into my heart. It was like I felt it. It was like I felt it. And from that day on, I know Jesus loves me. I have no doubt.
Well, you know, it's really beautiful. And you give me an opportunity to tell this, because I've actually been wanting to do it for a couple of weeks. Is the Jews teach this concept of the Baal Teshuvah, which you probably never heard that word. But Jesus taught the concept when he was talking about the prodigal son. Mm-hmm. And what they teach, actually, is that this person, which Baal means actually master, mm-hmm. And teshuva is one that's returned, like spring comes, mm-hmm. and when you return,
right?
Mm-hmm. So this person that is returning to the master, mm-hmm. which actually the name of my riddle is happens to be the original Baal in the Bible, and it is not necessarily an idol. It has to do with being Lord, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. And so this Baal teshuva is somebody who returns to the Lord. But what they teach is that the Baal teshuva has a better seat at the table than the Tzaddik. Mm-hmm. Now, what that means is the Tzaddik is the righteous one. It's actually the older brother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So when God was teaching the parable of the prodigal, the older brother was the Tzaddik. He'd never done anything all that bad, so he didn't understand what it was that the son, the younger son, discovered in his repentance and his returning to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, right, there's something in your heart having fallen off the Christian wagon, like you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
that makes you the Baal Teshuvah. Isn't that neat?
That is neat.
I just think it's wonderful. Neat. And Pastor, you may know a lot better than I what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's very true what you just said. I mean, that's how much God values the one who returns in repentance, and he restores them so much more. So, yeah, absolutely. You're right.
And I know it's my story. I have certainly needed to return so many times. So how did that, I'm interested. Your dad was, so you grew up in a Christian home, but I have a sense that probably at some point in time, you experienced sort of a return.
Absolutely. So I actually gave my heart to the Lord at 4 years of age, very young, and then grew up in the Christian home, pastor's family. Dad was also a missionary, so we would always be out witnessing to people, mom and dad, the whole family. And then I came to the United States, and how it is, you know, you think you missed out on life, so you start venturing out, and I ventured out, not too far. I never did anything horrible, terrible, but church attendance dropped, and I wasn't reading the Bible on a daily basis and praying like I should. And, you could feel that distance from the Lord. And then through a series of crises in my life, God brought me back. So, praise God, I didn't have to venture too far for him to bring me back. But when he did, I've never left. And it's been my story that God will restore. And he's done that for me. And I'm just grateful.
Yeah, we are too. And that intimacy that as a result of finding out kind of what you'd missed, if you heard the previous show, is when Bob came back from, you know, junior college, that he discovered how wonderful his mother's fried squash was. And so, you know, as you had a chance to taste God's fried squash when you came back, you know, that clearly has led to an overflow in your life where you have this ministry there at Clearview. And so can you share with our listeners a little bit what God really has put on your heart to share through your radio show?
Well, we are just grateful for the 22 years Nicole and I, my wife and I, have been serving here. And it started out with a small church, barely maybe 10 or 15 would be a good Sunday. We would go home and talk about, yeah, we had 15 today. That was great. compared to five.
Yes, and, I understand.
So we're very grateful. And today, even in the midst of the craziness in 2020, we're open and people are coming in. And we have four services every weekend.
Wow.
And God is just doing some amazing things. Lives are being transformed. Families are coming in, and we're just in awe because it's not in us, it's Christ working through us, and is very evident.
That is so beyond cool. So, Janice, you got to take us in a little bit. Poor Sunshine, you know, she has some friends. This is about a sheep. I mean, the beautiful thing about her book that she saw this vision that I now understand was about a sheep. So, take us into the storyline a little bit. You have to see the illustration to really appreciate all that Sunshine is experiencing here. But so tell us a little bit.
Well, I'll just start off first by saying when he gave me the story, he gave it to me back in 2014. But it was a couple of years, actually I think it was around 2017 before I actually started to write it. So I say it's based off of my experience, and what it is with Sunshine. She's just a curious little lamb, and she's just, when Jesus is always talking to them and teaching them and, you know, telling them, you know, not to stray off because of big bad wolfie, and the wolves always are trying to get his sheep. And he's, you know, just wanting them to listen and to learn. And, of course, Sunshine, she's off wandering around, not paying any attention. She's off sniffing flowers and chasing butterflies. And just one particular day, she just decides she's going to, you know, she tells Westy and Sweet Pea that she's going to go off and, you know, wander around a little bit. And she tries to get them to go with her. And they tell her no. And they try to convince her not to go. But she does anyway. And
I can't relate to that.
You know, I can't either. I just can't either. I just can't relate to Little Sunshine. But she wanders off, and, you know, next thing she knows, you know, it's getting dark, and she has no idea where she's at, and she's just lost. And
I love, and of course, we're going to get to more of this in a minute, but I have to tell you that the intimacy that is described in this book, it's a children's book, but mm-hmm. you get it completely as you read it between these other sheep talking to Jesus about what's happened with Sunshine and what Jesus explains to them is going to happen as a result of mm-hmm. of the shenanigans. You know, this is all, it's just a beautiful, beautiful, you can clearly tell a Holy Spirit inspired story. Mm-hmm. And so it's called Sunshine and Butterflies, It's Their Kingdom Pursuits. But I have to tell you, I'm deeply sad that no one has called in on my riddle. As I was thinking about it, Beth Ann.
I knew where you were going. I knew your depth of sadness.
Is that I may have misled you with the housewarming part. It was just a joke, okay? This actually, the smoking furnace was outside, okay? I didn't want you to think it was a housewarming. In a way, for this particular Bible character, it is his house where the, you know, where this is taking place, but not an inside house. Okay. So let me read the riddle again, because you don't want me to be sad, do you? 866-348-7884. Which character in the Bible had a housewarming with God's smoking furnace? After the sun went down, you could say it gave him peace, which peace has lots of meanings. 866. You're going to get this book. Sunshine and Butterflies, a hardback edition. All you have to do is call us, 866-348-7884. I hope I didn't misspeak. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today I'm really having a blast, honestly, with Janice Young, the author of the new children's book, Sunshine and Butterflies, and Pastor Abadam Paul Shaw from the Clearview Church, which his show is on Raleigh-Durham, WDRU. I'm having trouble with my script here, but it's 8:30 in the morning on WDRU. And I got to tell you, Beth Ann, my sadness is over.
And mine has begun.
Because we lit up, we got like three Riddlers.
Yeah,
and so all three Riddlers, please, Paula, Carrie, and John, just stay on the line, because everybody is going to win. We're going to come up with three books. So don't leave me. I want to hear what you're thinking. Okay, so even though somebody else may get the answer that you're thinking, don't worry. We've got a book for you, and we want to talk to you. But first up, we got to talk to Amy Cabo. Amy, you're on Kingdom Pursuits, and you got a Amy Cabo is the host, you may know, of The Cure, which comes on 1 o'clock on the Truth Network. And she's got a great show lined up today. I love the mother-daughter idea.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Today, the thing of stigma, you know, because it's affecting many today, and it's something that can make us lose hope. So wanted to look at perspective of two different generations and the lineage of her mother living in today's world. So then try to address the situation and bring awareness so that people will know, you know, what these stigmas can do for people, and so that we can learn to be kinder to each other.
They're very good. And so if you couldn't hear that as clearly as what Amy's show is going to be about, or the stigma. Right. And since my mother-in-law lives with my wife, I get the stigma firsthand all the time. that there's a mother-daughter thing. And actually, since I had two daughters, I watched the stigma kind of take place right in front of me, you know, with two different daughters. Like, something happens between the age of 14 and, like, mothers and daughters. But then something happens, Amy, I don't know if you noticed this, when they turn about 28 or something, that all of a sudden that you couldn't separate them with a hatchet, you know, that all of a sudden they went from, like, I don't know what it was going on, but now the stigma has changed, and I can say that with both my daughters. Their relationship with their mother is unbelievable. And so I'm so glad you're talking about this. People can call in. It's live. They can call in the same number. They called in and did my riddle. So, Amy, thank you so much for doing the show. That's courageous. Are you going to have your daughter on there too?
We might. I'll ask her.
So, you know, what stigmas have I given you? Amy, all right. And tell Boris I said hi. Thank you. I love you guys.
Love you, Robbie, and God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. All right. So I know I want to get over my sadness quickly, and so we have John is in Winston-Salem. John, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, John.
Well, when I heard about the smoking furnace, I said, okay, we have God about to do this covenant with Abraham. And these animals are split in half, and the smoking furnace comes right in between both halves of the animals.
Isn't it cool?
It is.
And one time, I got to tell you, maybe you've done this too, John. I took a piece of paper, and I, you know what a half of an animal would look like, and I kind of laid them out like maybe Abraham did that day. And then I traced where I thought the smoking furnace made it go. You know what sign it made? It makes a sign of a cross. Just spend a little time doing it sometime, and because if you got, you know, if you've seen a side of beef, and you flipped them, you know, on it, you kind of go, oh, that's interesting, and so I don't know, I just like thinking about stuff like that. So it's so cool, John. Thank you.
Wow.
You've got a sunshine and butterflies book coming your way.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. Like I said, that is so awesome. So we next up, we got Carrie is in STEM, North Carolina. That's new for me. Carrie, whoa, we lost Carrie. She must have was going to say Abraham. I didn't want her to go because we wanted to get her a book. But we do have Paula Davis is in Snow Camp, and Paula may know where STEM is. Have you heard of STEM, Paula?
No, I have not. So it's new to me. I got to look it up.
Well, I'm
my
thinking,
friends don't know where Snow Camp is. When I moved, they thought I moved to Missouri.
I know where. I've been to Snow Camp many, many times. My guess is STEM is right below Flower, North Carolina. I'm just
yes, okay. That's a clue.
I don't know. But anyway, so Paula, what were you thinking about? Was there another furnace, or were you thinking, what were you thinking?
Okay, well, after the gentleman ahead of me said, we said, I went, oh, okay. So mine wasn't that.
Oh, really?
Mine was, no, it wasn't. You know, when you kept saying that peace could be
right
in different ways or something, I started thinking peace or pieces or
right
whatever, or having peace and pieces. So what I came up with was Elijah really sweating and praying all day and wondering if God was really going to bring down fire, you know, after watching watching the other gods do all their tricks or trying to, and wondering if they're going to show up. And then it got late in the day and finally calls down rain down fire, which came down in pieces, and everybody, you know,
that's
got
beautiful
wiped out.
And, Paula, oh my goodness, that is so good, we're going to send you a book.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Because you're right. I mean, he dug the trench and the water and the lapping up and the whole there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And you know, that's just wonderful. And, the whole pieces thing, you got it. You got it. So,
well, thank you so much. I just so enjoy your show.
And I am so grateful for Snow Camp. You know that Sloan Missionary Homes is there. And
I do.
Some of my favorite people, Larry and Joyce George and all those wonderful that, you know, they do Shalom Missionary Homes. If you need somebody out there, really fun people. So thank you, Paula, for calling in and for guessing today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So how fun. We got Carrie back in STEM. So all those who are wondering where STEM is, we now are going to find out. So Carrie, thank you for calling back because you have the whole world wondering where STEM North Carolina is.
That's funny. Thank you. I'm currently studying because it still lasts for the football. But STEM is about 40 minutes from Abidal's church.
Oh, is it?
That's right.
Oh, well, I didn't know. You knew where it was the whole time, Pastor.
Yeah.
You get a book, Carrie, just for living in STEM. It's amazing.
So. Yeah, and I actually attended the church of Southeastern Pentecost.
That's beautiful. So wonderful. So, Carrie, who did you have somebody in mind, or were you thinking Abraham, too?
Yes, I was.
Oh, well, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Carrie. God bless you. We're going to send you out a book. All right. I'm going to put her back on hold. And so, Pastor, on your show, so that our listeners know, you know, can you kind of give an overview of what that show is like?
Well, typically, some of our sermons are broadcasted online, on the show, and then we also talk about issues related to Christianity, apologetics, and things of that nature. So gives Christians, especially in this crazy time in which we're living, tools to stay strong in their faith and give a reason for the hope that is in them, you know, with meekness and fear. My wife and I also wrote a book this year called 30 Days Through a Crisis.
Wow.
And we took
good timing.
a word. So we talk about that as well.
All right. So we got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Pastor Shaw, Janice Young, the author of Sunshine and Butterflies. We don't want to get it out of order. So we got so much more. Kingdom Pursuits coming at you. Thank you so much for all those. You've made me so happy to have all those calls. It was wonderful. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And as I started out the show saying, you know, this is kind of a dream come true for me to have Janice Young on with us. She's the author of the new children's book, Sunshine and Butterflies, a longtime listener. And along those lines, right? You wrote a book, you wrote a song, you did a play, you teach, you know, kids sailing at a Christian camp. Whatever God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, that's what the show is about. And if you were to reach out to me at kingdompursuits.com, Robbie Dillmore at Truth Network, I would love to show off God as he gives people really neat things like he's given Janice in order to illustrate clearly, you know, the things that he is doing out there. As you step out in faith, he'll take you on an adventure you never thought you'd be sitting here, did you, Janice?
And not in a thousand years. But God always has a plan.
So the intimate discussion between Jesus and Sunshine, when he obviously rescues her, mm-hmm. you experienced that firsthand, so only you could write about that. But can you share with our listeners a little bit about what that is?
Well, for me, it was just knowing that he loved me that much and just being able to realize that. And also just walking in obedience to the Lord and really, really just surrendering yourself to him, your whole self to him, which is not an easy thing to do. I was so grateful for that experience, and I'm so grateful for where it has brought me to. And even with, you know, with the book, with Sunshine, and I mean, it's a book for all all ages.
It really is.
It's a book for all ages.
Believe me, anybody could read this book and get something out of it, I assure you.
Yeah, and that's my prayer, is that as people read it, that they will be blessed by it. And, you know, just you know, people will come away from it with different meanings, you know, will mean something different to each person, you know, that reads it.
Reads their story, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, sometimes I feel even funny sometimes when I say, this is my book. And I was saying to myself the other day, I'm like, every time I say, you know, this is my book, I feel strange saying that, because it's not my book. It's God's book, because he gave it to me, and he gave me the story to write. And I can't even express how thankful and how grateful I am to the Lord and for the talent that he gave me, because there was a period in time where I had stopped drawing completely for like 16 years.
Oh, wow.
And I was done with drawing. But the Lord said, he came and he said, he gave me this book, and he got me back on the road. And I had a lot of encouragement from family and friends, my dad, my sister.
He gave you those gifts, and he starts calling out on them. You know, that's
yes,
that's beyond cool. I need to tell you that if you go to Kingdom Pursuits, right, you're going to see Sunshine and Butterflies there. You can just click on the book, order it right there from Amazon, as you could click on the pastor's website and order his book. But here's the thing: new authors, when you buy them on Amazon, rate their book not one star like the sun, but give it five. Okay. And then tell the author what it meant to you. Because, I mean, wow. I mean, this is God's way of honoring those who honor him. Mm-hmm. And we all have our point, you know, because it might just inspire Janice or the pastor to write the next book.
Right.
Right. And God's, you know, it's a big, long process.
Yes.
And you're feeling like, I need a little acknowledgement, God, from the. But, he's going to find his way. He's going to find his way. And Pastor, I'll let you have the last word. We only, unfortunately, have probably another 3 or 4 minutes.
Well, I mean, I'm just like Janice said. I would say this: our book is also simply God's gift to us. And when my wife and I sat down and began to write this book, it was based on just seeing the frustrations people were facing and the hopelessness that's in our world today because of all this pandemic and all that's going on. And we felt like people need to live in faith and not fear, and begin to know that God is in control, that none of this has disheveled him. He is perfectly in control. His plan is still moving. And this is the opportunity for us to take the gospel to people who otherwise would not hear it. And so we did that, and we have seen tremendous results with 30 Days Through a Crisis. And yes, it is available on Amazon. It's also on Kindle and Audible. And we hear from people how much it's been a blessing. And we say exactly what Janice said. We hate calling it our book, because it's really not. It's God's book, and he's given us a gift to share it with others.
That is so well said. And you know, for anybody who does a radio show, I'm sure you feel the same way about your radio show, Pastor, I do. Like, I can't believe God gave us all this. And we hope that this platform is illustrating, you know, what an amazing person God that Jesus is for us, at that intimate place that Janice describes in her book, and I'm sure Pastor does in his 30 Days Through a Crisis. Did I get it right?
That's right, 30 Days Through a Crisis. It's available on all platforms, Amazon.
And it's right there, yeah. At AbadanPaulShotton.com. So it's all there. Kingdom Pursuits. Right now, you got so much truth coming at you. Believe it or not, the brand new Man Up with Nikita Koloff is coming on at 12:30, right after the Masculine Journey, which starts at 12 here and now. And, oh, don't forget The Cure coming on at 1. So much truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Oh, Encouraging Prayer. Don't miss that. It's coming right up.
This is the Truth Network.